You're listening to the VA Claims Authority. I'm Gary, Air Force veteran, VA disability claims strategist, and the guy who got denied, fought back, and won. I'm here to make sure the VA doesn't leave you behind. Whether you're filing your first claim or fighting your fifth appeal, this is your briefing. Let's get into it. Hook. You can win a VA claim without a formal diagnosis. That sentence shocks a lot of vets because someone told you you need a label to get paid. That's a myth. The VA pays for functional loss, not just medical labels. If your symptoms limit your life, that's what matters. Promise, in the next 10 minutes, you'll walk away with 5 exact pieces of evidence to gather, the specific forms and phrases to use, and a paste-in paragraph you can put on VA Form 21-4138 today to start a claim that actually wins. Section 1, the problem. Plain and simple, the VA looks at functional loss, frequency, and severity. In plain terms, how often do symptoms happen? How bad are they when they hit? And how do they stop you from daily stuff? Work, sleep, chores, driving. A diagnosis helps, but it's not the only path. A rater needs evidence you have symptoms that are connected to service and that those symptoms cause limitations. That connection is called nexus. Basically, is it at least as likely as not that the condition is related to service? Say, more likely than not, in clinic requests, and you'll speak the rater's language without legalese. Section 1, Evidence Roadmap. There are 5 pieces that actually move a claim. Gather these, and you're in a completely different lane than someone who files a one-line note. 1, Contemporary Medical Notes. Any VA or civilian chart notes describing the symptom when it happened, date, what happened, how it limited you. Even ER notes count. 2, civilian records, primary care or specialist notes, physical therapy notes, urgent care charts. They corroborate the problem outside of service records. 3, consistent lay statements. You, your spouse, a coworker, or a buddy who can describe what you can't do anymore. Specific examples matter more than generalities. 4, objective testing or DBQs, imaging, audiograms, neurocognitive screens, range of motion tests, or a targeted DBQ filled out by a provider. Objective data is gold when there's no neat diagnosis. 5, clear nexus language, a treating provider's note that links the symptom to service or to another service-connected condition using words like more likely than not or as likely as not. That phrasing matters to raters. Where do you get each item? Contemporary notes. Request copies from any clinic you visited in the last 2 years. Civilian records. Call your civilian clinic's release of information and ask for complete outpatient notes, not just a summary. Lay statements. Write them down with dates and examples. Objective testing. Ask your PCP for targeted tests. An audiogram for ringing ears. A migraine diary plus a neuro exam for headaches. Or a PHQ-9 GADH-7 for mental health symptoms. DBQs. Ask your treating provider to complete the DBQ that matches the symptom set. If they won't, request the VA schedule a DBQ at your C&P exam. Section 2. Forms and precise language. Let's get specific. VA Form 21-4138 is your statement in support of claim. Don't write, I have headaches. Instead, use short, functional phrases with frequency and impact. Example language I want you to copy. Since separation, I experience headaches 3 to 4 times per week, lasting 6 to 12 hours, causing light sensitivity and inability to work for that period. I take OTC medication, which reduces symptoms, but does not eliminate them. These headaches started in service after exposure to blast and have been continuous since. When you ask a provider for a DBQ, name the DBQ you need, for example, headaches, DBQ, neurology, and include the functional details, frequency, duration, triggers, and what the headache prevents you from doing. If you need testing, request it. Please order an audiogram for tinnitus. Or please perform a valid PHQ-9 for depression symptoms. Be direct. Clinicians respond to direct orders. Section 2. How C&P examiners evaluate symptoms. Examiners look for consistency between your claim, your records, and what you say in the exam. They'll ask how often, how long, and what you can't do because of the symptom. Use concrete examples. I miss 2 days of work per month when the dizziness is so bad I can't stand. That beats. I feel dizzy sometimes. Avoid vague language like frequently without context. Also avoid trying to mask or downplay things. C&P examiners are trained to note inconsistencies. Tell the truth and give clear, repeatable examples. Section 2. Two ready-to-use scripts. First, a one-paragraph 21-4138 symptom description you can copy exactly in to the form or email to your VSO. Since separation from service, I have experienced symptom with the following pattern. Frequency, how often, typical duration, hours, minutes, days, triggers, what brings it on, and functional impact, work, sleep, ADLs. For example, I have dizziness 2-3 times per week, lasting 20 to 60 minutes, triggered by standing from a bent position, causing me to sit or lie down and miss household tasks and work duties. I have sought treatment at clinic names dates. I request this statement be added to my claim and that a targeted DBQ and any appropriate testing be scheduled. Amuno. Second, a buddy statement outline for someone who lives with you or works with you. Give this to them to fill out in their own words. I, name, am the relation of veteran. I have observed their symptoms since approximate date. The symptom occurs, frequency, lasts, duration, and causes specific limitations, e.g., cannot climb stairs, sleeps 4 hours, misses work. On specific date, I saw the veteran describe event, my contact info, phone/email. The more concrete the examples, dates, tasks, what you saw, the better. Section 3. Action step. One concrete thing to do right now. Open VA Form 21-4138 and copy this paragraph into the statement box, filling the brackets for your symptom. Then call your primary treating clinic and request a targeted DBQ and any specific testing you mentioned in the paragraph. Finally, upload the filled 21-4138. And any recent clinic notes with your claim submission or give them to your VSO. Do that today. That single package, a clear symptom statement, a provider ordered DBQ or test, and at least one lay statement is the minimum I want you to have before you file. It changes denials into awards more often than not. Close. If you want templates for the 21-4138 paragraph, the buddy statement, and a checklist for which DBQs to ask for, head to backclaimsauthority.com. If you need a strategy session or an audit of your evidence, I offer tools and help there. Link in the show notes. If this episode helped you, share it with a fellow veteran who needs it and leave a review so more vets can find these tactics. That's your briefing. Now go execute. If this episode helped you, share it with a veteran who needs to hear it. And if you need help with your claim, whether it's an audit, a rebuttal, or a full strategy session, head to vaclaimsauthority.com. I've got the tools and the experience to help you win. I'll see you next episode. And remember, your service earned this. Don't let paperwork take it from you. The VA won't tell you this. I will. Outro. That's your briefing. Now go execute. If this episode helped you, share it with a veteran who needs to hear it. And if you need help with your claim, whether it's an audit, a rebuttal, or a full strategy session, head to vacclaimsauthority.com. I've got the tools and the experience to help you win. I'll see you next episode. And remember, your service earned this. Don't let paperwork take it from you. The VA won't tell you this. I will.